Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is the Life After Breath podcast. Today is Talk It Out Tuesday, where we talk about all the things, all of them. Okay, well, maybe not all of them, but we are going to chat and figure out the best ways to help us all find complete wellness and what that even means. We'll explore that and figure out what it means for you so that you can go kick ass and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Talk It Out Tuesday. I'm really excited to be here. It's been a few weeks. It's actually just been 1 week since we did Talk It Out Tuesday, but it's been a few weeks since we've had the lab and things like that because I have been traveling a little bit. And so I'm excited to kind of get the week back on track. Although I will say it, by the time this gets posted, I'll be cutting it close, but that's okay. It's still Tuesday. I'm actually just back in the house having gone to a sound bath healing, which was incredible. And then I just took myself on a quick little walk to spend some time in the moonlight. Today is the full moon and I wanted to honor her and go out there. I also had written myself a letter and talked about, to be completely upfront with you, how proud I am of the work that I've done and how proud I am of myself and some of the things that I need to release in order to continue to move forward into my fullness. So anyway, if you don't do a full moon practice, no big deal, but it's something to consider doing. You have, the full moon energy lasts 48 hours. So, the full moon actually was Tuesday the 23rd. So if you are hearing this on Wednesday the 24th and you would like to release some stuff, I encourage you to write it down, write a list, write a letter to the person that you need to, fix grievances with, or something like that. I wrote a letter to myself, and go outside, offer it to the moon, thank her for her constancy. And what I did and what my intention behind it is some of the things I released. You burn it, and what that does is it alchemizes it. I don't totally understand that, and we'll be learning more about why, but I burned it outside and it was awesome. And just really excited because then as I release those things out into the universe, into the moon today, and as the moon wanes, so does the thing that I'm releasing so that in 2 weeks' time when we celebrate the new moon, we celebrate moving into the next part and the beginning of this next cycle. And it's especially for women, it's really awesome to get in cycle with the moon. And I'm really excited about that. Something I'm learning and doing more of. And there's just something really beautiful about having a connection to the moon. Honestly, there's something beautiful about having a connection to the sun and to the earth as well, as we all experienced recently with that solar eclipse and with Earth Day. And it's so easy for us as humans to think that we're the big all-powerful thing on the planet and that it's our planet and we can do it with what we want with it. But when you think about it, we're like specks compared to the massiveness that is the earth and the moon and the sun. And the fact that they allow us to exist is pretty incredible. And personally, I believe that they want us to do better, but also they want to have these relationships with us. They want our respect and our admiration, and they freaking deserve it. So anyway, I'm a little bit on that kind of pedestal, or like, you know, soapbox right now, because I am literally just walking in from having done that outside. So feels really good. One of the things that I have been wanting to talk about actually is, and I can, we'll go into detail probably a little bit more, is about fear. And one of the things that I was confronted with in this last week, I just got back from an amazing trip with my dear, dear friend, Deja Lee. She lives in the woods of Northern Alabama, and that's where I was for the week and really spending time with the trees and with the planet and the earth and Deja Lee herself. And it was an incredible experience, and I learned so much and healed a lot and released a lot. A lot. And, one of the things that I was kind of confronted with while I was there was releasing fear. And I was surprised by that because I had come up with this theory, and I still believe it to be true, about how to face your fear and how to handle fear. And I'd gotten a journal prompt. I may have talked about this before, but here we are. I'd gotten a journal prompt much earlier in the calendar year, and it was, what would it look like to befriend fear? And so I'll walk you through what that process was for me. And the first thing I thought of was, you know, well, I have friends over for dinner. So I imagined having fear. And for some reason, he was tall, wearing black, and he was a man. It was like fear took on a masculine form for me. And I imagined having him over for dinner, and it was nice, and we were cordial and kind of like getting to know each other. And then he left, and I said, okay, I'll see you soon. And then I closed the door, and I thought, wait, I don't want to see him again soon. I don't want to see fear. I don't want, you know. And then I had a thought that was, well, I guess it would be better for me to invite him than for him to show up unexpectedly. So that was something for me to think about. And then the next time I thought about it, I don't remember why I continued to think about it, but I did. And the next time I thought about it, it was like game night. And it was me, we were playing chess in my head, which I don't even know how to play chess. So anyway, and we were laughing and having a good time. And then he had to go, and he got up to leave. And I said, okay, see you later. And then he looked back at me, and we kind of like made gun fingers, you know, at each other. And like, it was like, not if I see you first kind of thing, not too soon. And like, and we laughed, and it was fun. And it was like, all of a sudden, I was friends with fear. And it was really, really cool. And so then going into these, like all of these things that I've been facing and like remembering things from my past, like it was such a comfort to find fear there. And it wasn't even that, like, it wasn't like we were besties and like hanging out all the time, but it was literally like I'd be turning the pages of a book, and it was like a pop-up book, because all of a sudden, pop, there was fear. And instead of me being like frightened and wanting to run away, it was like, oh, look at you, you're here. What are you doing here? And then I was talking to another friend of mine who said that she was afraid of something. And I kind of got this download that, like, well, that's not true. And I said, I think that if you were to befriend fear, you could ask him, like, what are you doing here? And he would literally say to you, I don't know. I'm here because you asked me here. I'm only here because you want me here. I'm not supposed to be here. And it made me realize, in saying that to her, I realized in my life too, so often we stay stuck and we stay in place because we blame it on fear. We say, I'm afraid to do this, or there's fear here. And it's like, is that true? Or is that something that I can like turn to and invite fear here, because fear is somebody we're comfortable with. Fear is a friend. You know what I mean? And so we can blame fear, but so often it's only there because we asked it to be there. It's only there because it's in our head that we're afraid of whatever it is. So something to think about that as well when you're confronting different things, or when you feel like you might be afraid of something, afraid of doing something, afraid of making a choice or a move or a change or whatever. Take a look at, like, is he there because you invited him, or is he there because he's there? You know what I mean? Like, because he showed up. Because it's his job, you know? And then, so this week, I've been doing all this work, and actually, like, one of the things that I've been really doing is up until now, I haven't remembered the majority of my childhood, especially between the ages of 5 and 10, 5 and 11. And I know now why. And I will go into this much more later on, but I have done a lot of really hard remembering, and I remember now. And I might not remember all of those years, because I spent the last, you know, 40 years plus blocking them out and honestly creating different scenarios. I remember things very differently. I've always remembered things differently than now I know they actually happened. Anyway, as I've been doing this, it has been incredibly helpful to have fear by my side. I have invited fear with me the whole time. And I actually even said to my dear friend Brooke that, like, okay, the floodgates are open and I'm standing there, and it's not just a little bit of rain. I'm literally getting completely, like knocked over by this deluge of water. The floods are hitting me straight on. And she asked if I could build a dam or something to make it slow down a little bit. And I said, no. And I got this vision of me standing almost like on a rock, just being pelted by this water, but behind me with one hand on the, like my shoulder, between my shoulder blades and one hand on my low back, leaning against me in order to hold me up was fear. And that vision is kind of beautiful because I'm facing all of the shit, this flood of memories and emotions and really, really, really traumatic stuff coming at me. And the thing that's holding me up is my fear of that stuff. But the thing that also is really, really cool about that is my fear is behind me, supporting me and not in front of me, stopping me from seeing what's there. And that's a big shift. And so being in Alabama, I got a download of that it's time to release fear. It's one thing to befriend fear. It's one thing to be able to put the fear behind you. And now the next and final step is being able to release the fear. And I did this in front of a beautiful old oak tree on a farm in Alabama. And I had picked a dandelion and I imagined that being the fear. And I took a deep breath and blew on the dandelion and watched the fear dissipate and realized that I released fear so that I can move forward on my own again. And when I need fear, I know that it's a friend. He's a friend that I can call. But in order for me to completely heal, let's say, or release the things from my past, I have to release the fear that's associated with them too, even though he's a friend. And so that's what I did. And that's one of the things that I wrote down in my letter to myself today is how proud I am of all of that, but also how it's time for us to move forward, which means we need to leave fear behind, which means we need to release fear. So I think that there are different stages of dealing with fear. In fact, I know that now. There's no thinking about that. I know that now. And I want to encourage you to maybe shift your perspective and maybe adopt some of the things that I have just been talking about, because I cannot express to you how helpful it has been to me to almost humanize fear in a way so that I was able to befriend him, hang out with him, have a good time with him, allow him to walk me through the fields of the pain, allow him to get behind me and literally hold me up through some of that stuff. And now being able to walk away and release him completely. Something to think about. I would love to continue this conversation on Thursday at our Facebook Live, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, on our Facebook Live at the Life After Breath community. If you're not a part of that community, join us in the Facebook group, and we'll be live on Thursday. I'd love to field some questions about this. I'd love to chat a little bit or tell you a little bit more about my experience with fear and getting through some of that stuff. And then, there's some massive things happening. I'm going to have some offers out soon and some things to share with you. So I will keep you posted. How's that? And I will chat with you in the morning for our daily breath. And until then, go kick some ass.
Hey, it's Julia again. Listen, I am so glad you're here. And I was thinking, if you're enjoying this as much as I am, you should definitely check out the Life After Breath community Facebook group. We are building an amazing community there with loads of extra content and some very special bonuses coming soon. And don't forget, you can always find me on your favorite social media platforms at Julia Christine Health. I hope to see you there, but I'll definitely see you here tomorrow.